Hi, it's Craig Meddix. Now, a big show coming to Torquay this Easter Saturday, Sunset Sounds. Some big names are going to be there, including this bloke, Darrell Braithwaite. Welcome to the 80s Lunch.
Nice to be talking with you.
Now, this is a big weekend of music, isn't it? Every artist is top shelf. We're talking about the Black Sorrows, Russell Morris, Richard Clapton, Ross Wilson, Wendy Matthews, Eurogliders, Jack Jones, Shantuzzi's, Matt Finish, and yourself. This is going to be massive, all in one show.
Yeah, well, we've played together, I think, over the last year or so in that configuration, and it's a nice feeling when you arrive there and you get to meet people that you haven't seen for maybe a couple of years. And all the songs that all those people have had are very memorable, you know, to people that come along to the gigs. They go, oh, that's right, that one. And it triggers a lot of good feelings.
So it must be like catching up with mates.
Oh, it is. And it's not that everyone hangs out together. I mean, but it is. It allows you to sort of say that Australian thing. What have you been doing?
What's going on? Now, speaking of what's been happening, Darrell, the last couple of years have been really bad, of course. It's been a real kick in the teeth for the entertainment industry, the hospitality industry. How are things recovering?
Yeah. I think they're coming along quite well. It's sort of, there's still a bit of trepidation about getting to the gig on time, if your gear's going to be on that flight, etc. So, I mean, I think all the artists and everyone, crew and all that, are up for it, but there's still peripheral things that just determine whether you get there on time or not. So you take that into account now, which is, I guess, the thing that's changed due to COVID.
Darrell, what are your hobbies? Or tell us something about you that we didn't know.
Oh, hobby. Now, well, I have a twin brother that actually lives in Geelong, Glenn.
Oh, hello, Glenn. Yes,
and he's in a band, and he plays on, you know, most weekends and all that. And there's that. I can't think of anything else. I surf occasionally, not as much as what I used to. I like photography, but that's about it. Nothing really strange or obscure.
Okay, now I've got a question here. Donna from Belmont here in Geelong wanted to know, do you have any pets?
Pets? No, if I did, because I can't really. I would have a dog, most definitely. But I can't, because I when I go away, there would be no one to look after the dog. So I can't do it. So I take out my infatuation with dogs by going across to my park in Melbourne and sort of saying hello to all the dogs that are over there, sort of thing. Maybe one of them will come home with me, you know, then I can look after it. Yeah, that's it.
You never know your luck, Darrell. What's this I see the other day that you've been hanging out with Harry Styles, a song that you put out, what, over 30 years ago? All the kids are singing it now. That must be surreal.
It was. Well, firstly, it was a song that came out in 1991, 92, written by Walter Becker and Ricky Lee Jones. And I put it out as a single, never thinking it would be a single. And it was. And then 32 years later, Mr. Harry Styles, I went and saw him in Melbourne at Marvel Stadium, and he played it there, and I felt really weird looking at him singing it and thinking, my God, this is really a surreal moment. And then in Sydney, a week later, I got a phone call from his record company, Sony, and my record company, saying, can you stay over till tomorrow night, because Harry wants you to sing with him. And I thought, oh, good. So it was like, it's been an amazing 3 or 4 weeks of different feelings. But it was really, you know, a fantastic experience. Even after I've been doing this for whatever, 50-odd years, that's still rates now as one of the top sort of things that I've experienced it's just elation and happiness. And those young people that you talked about, there were 70,000 of them, and I thought, my God.
Well, I mean, it must have been extraordinary, because you've got, I mean, you can't just generalise Harry Styles' audience. There were older people there as well, but it is a predominantly younger audience. You've got people singing a song that wasn't even around, like they weren't even born when this song was released, a lot of them, and they knew every word. This song is on the playlist of pretty much every radio in Australia. Did you know that at the time when you released Horses, did you think it was going to be that big?
No. To be quite honest, I didn't even think it would be a single. No, there is something, an intrinsic quality to it, like other songs around the world that make people gravitate to it.
Daryl Braithwaite, now you are playing at Sunset Sounds Torquay coming up this Saturday. Get your tickets from austix.com.au, and you and I might give away a ticket, a double pass coming up pretty soon. Before you go, though, is there a song that you haven't recorded, but one that you've heard and think, gee, I'd like to have a go at that? Give us a scoop.
Ooh, I think there's a song that the 1975, who are an English band, have got on their last album, and it's I can't think of the title of it, but it came out, they put it out as a single maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, and I thought, my God, I'd love to do that. So I have visions of probably looking at that maybe later on this year, but that's the only song. I mean, there's probably many songs looking back over the decades that you'd like to record. But, yeah, I think at the moment that's the one, the 1975 song.
Well, we look forward to that, Daryl. It could be another Horses. This is going to be a huge weekend down a beautiful Torquay. You never know, Daryl. It's going to be a huge weekend down at Torquay. It is Sunset Sounds. Those named, I mean, the list of artists is amazing. This is an incredible show. And Easter Saturday, it's going to be absolutely massive. Let's hope we turn on the weather for you here in Geelong, Daryl.
I think, being a Melbournean, I think that the people of Geelong and Torquay area, it will turn it on. It'll be about 18 to 20 degrees, no wind, and perfectly a couple of clouds. That'll be it.
I think you're spot on. I'm looking at the forecast now. No Thank mention you. Of rain. Cloudy and 19. Sounds good.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be mighty.
Well, you'll forgive us for the weather. You live in Melbourne, so you know what it's like. It can turn on an instant.
And we love it. We dress accordingly anyway.
We do. Exactly. You dress in layers, don't you, Daryl?
Yes, exactly.
Daryl Braithwaite, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. It's going to be a huge show down there at Torquay Common on Easter Saturday, Sunset Sounds. What about we give away a double pass?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, give me a call, 52-299-939. There you go, approved by Daryl Braithwaite. 52-299-939. Daryl, thank you for speaking to us today, and we'll see you in Geelong and Torquay on Saturday.
You will. Thank you again.